there, by them, a sheni makes the shlishi. So if you eat truma, you can't eat it on the shulchan sheni. So Bishama makes the gzeira, nobody should ever eat on the shulchan sheni. Because if you start to do it, people eat truma there also. You're afraid of the kahanim when they eat the truma. Kahanim has reason, they know the halachas. They'll make sure not to eat that truma on the shulchan that has a truma sheni. But a regular Yisrael, whenever he wants to eat, he's allowed to eat on the shulchan that has truma sheni to it. It makes the shlishi, for chulun there's no din shlishi. This is Beisilu Svara. That's Machlekes. Therefore, Beisilu says, since the shulchan is tummy, and since the ksos is tummy, it's better to put it on the ksos. It's allowed to the shulchan have to have a hezber in that. Why? But according to Beishami, it's good. Beishami holds the ksos is tummy, but the shulchan is Torah. Therefore, it's better to leave it on the table, because the table is Torah. But according to Beishami, we're just saying the shulchan could also be tummy. But according to the ksos, the table, the chair, could also be tummy. So why does Beisilu Badafya say, put it on the chair, not on the table? That was something. So Baracha, another svar is, Ein Nepilus Yadayim L'chulim in Aferet. With your eyes, you don't have to wash your hands. There's never been to wash your hands with your eyes. Said the Gemara, my dog, Baracha, what do we need this new svar for? Hochei Kama Lu Beisham La Beisham Beisil La Beisham V'chi Teimru Maish No Gabi Oichlin D'chayshinon This is the kasha that we're asking now back to Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, why does Beis Hillel say to put it on the ksos on the chair more than the table? They're both tummy. So what are we afraid of? If you put it on the table, though, there's a new mila. On the table, you have food. So we're afraid that the napkin not only is going to be matama your hands, but it'll also be matama the eichlin. Mashenkin, if you keep the napkin on the chair, so we're never afraid the food will touch the napkin. The other thing is, the touch napkin is only a hand. So it's better to just let the hand be tamei than rather put the mapper on the shulchan where they'll come in contact with the food. So the marafilu hochi ho adifa. So why is it better to watch the food, make sure the food remains tore, rather than worrying about the hand? The ein natilu shadayim lechulim in atera. There's never a locha midiraisa that you have to worry about washing your hands. Washing your hands midiraisa you don't have. So Mela Ho Adifa, the Nutil Shadam Khulam in Atera, is Mela Mutiv Shitama Yodayim, the left Mulikim of the Raisa. It's better to keep this napkin on your chair, because on your chair, the only thing that's going to touch it is only your hands. And even if your hands do become Tamei, it has no Mokim of the Raisa to wash your hands. But don't put this mapa, this wet towel, on the table, because on the table we're afraid it'll touch the Eichlin. And if it's a time of the Eichlin, that's a more common dikadin, the Islayikim Midiraisa. Midiraisa, the real halach is that Eichlin is Makabal Tumah. And you have to, you shouldn't become Makabal Tumah. If it has Makabal Tumah, it's halach, you can eat at certain times. You can eat certain Eichlin because of Makabal Tumah. So that has a Makor Midiraisa, so that's Beisilu Svara. You're better off leaving the napkin on the chair, which doesn't come in contact with the food, than leaving on the table, where it'll be the time of the food. Rashi, afilu loch yo adifa, loch Hashem ira mikra shi yishtam shu b'shuchan sheni, lo yinichenu agab yashuchan, shu et etam oes eichlin. That's Beisilu Svara, don't put it on top of the table, because maybe we're matam of the eichlin. Machmas maskin shebo. Mi lochosh, from just being afraid, because the time of machmas ksos, the tassel titu es edayim. You put it on the chair, there you only have a chash, maybe you'll touch it with your hands. Mafsas eichlin, shib, that's right. Okay, so that's based Beisilu Svara. Right. Man as well, we don't have this tumma so much. Right. Beishama Yomi Mechabdi. Now Allah was back to Mayim Achreinim. Mayim Achreinim was a machlokes. Should you first clean off the table and then wash Mayim Achreinim? Or should you first wash Mayim Achreinim and then clean off the table? Tana Rabbanan. Beishama Yomi Mechabdi Nesabayis. First clean off the table. Either you ate on a shulchan and clean the table off, or else you ate on the floor, you used to lie like on a bed, clean off by the karka. The yachakach letl yadayim, and then you wash mayim achreinim. So it's Beishami, why? Shemato, I'm a letl yadayim tchilo, as if you're going to wash first mayim achreinim, nimsa atamatsa das oichlim. Hey, first you were afraid that either the water will fall upon the oichlim, or else we'll soon see that we're afraid who's going to take off the table. If you leave it for after benching, the shamish takes off the table, and the shami holds you're allowed to use namorot for shamish. He doesn't know the law because you're afraid he'll throw away the bread. Therefore, you're supposed to take care of the bread before you wash mayim achreinim, that you should take care of it. that it shouldn't come with a massive eichli. So Avrotil Shadayim Lebe Shammai Tchil Lethirlu. Some say not good with this. The Shammai says you don't have to first wash by Machronim. Halacha is first clean off the table, take care of all the bread, and then you wash by Machronim. The more my time, let me shrimp ruger. Roshib Shatas are afraid of the pieces. Either the water will go on the pieces and mops it, or some were afraid that afterwards you won't take care of the leftover pieces, you'll just leave it there. First was poshid that the water from the Mayim Achronim itself will fall onto the Eichlim and be nimas the Eichlim. Right, so Beisilu Loimrim, Beisilu says, Im Sham Ish Talmud Chochim Hu, Visham Beisilu holds no. First, wash Mayim Achronim, that means then bench. And then you worry about taking off the table. Why? Because who takes off afterwards? The Shamish. So they still hold him. Shamish tamachachem hu noitel piruin sheish ben kizayis. He'll make sure to take care of the perum leftover pieces that have a kizayis. Or maniyah perum shein by kizayis, and he'll leave over the perum shein by kizayis. You don't have to worry about there'll be a hefset for the oichlim. The Shamish later will take care of it. So the Gemara mispanel the Rabbi Yechon. Here you have a right Rabbi Yechon din yom Rabbi Yechon piruin. If you have pieces of bread, small pieces, it depends. Shein behem kezayis, if you don't have a kezayis in one piece, is mutli avdin biyad. You rather just leave it to be mabri. But mashenkin, if you have the kezayis, then it's also to be mabri. So Taisa says here, perum less play kezayis mutli avdin biyad, so Taisa is of a miyo koshel an yusa. But about it's a dead sim, they become a poor person from that. And I mean a pair called abosa. And there's no issur as be ma'abed the eichlin. The gate to eichlin, saying like bat hashkis. If it doesn't have a shirk kizayis, there's no issur bat hashkis on it. But shenken, there is a gemara that yistam mevaza the crumbs of bread. It's a chsarin of being a kola. They come to an oni. They are talking about alocha be ma'abed the eichlin. If it has less than the kizayis, there's no issur to be ma'abed. For the more the ma'ase mifugi, what's the ma'apoyges by silu meshamai, where the first is mayim achreinim and then cleaning off. You're not allowed to have a waiter that's not moritz. You can't use it for shamish. But they shamay savri mutzil shamish shamish amoritz. Because that's the machlekes. They shamay holds you're allowed to use not moritz for shamish. If you're going to first wash mayim achreinim, which means you're going to bench first, and then who's going to take off the bread? The shamish will take off. So he could be in not moritz. He doesn't know the halacha. Still throw away even pieces of habakazayis. Therefore, Beishamay says, you have to first take care of the bread, and first clean off the bread. And then you wash the machreinim and bench. Beisilu holds no. He holds you're not allowed to use the shamash that's not meretz. So, Meila, you could wash and bench first, and then let the shamash take care of it. He's a Talmud Chacham, he knows the lochiv, he won't throw away the bread. The bread. No, not from this, no. From an Indian side, the bracha should be chal upon something. And the ganze perikia halacha ke beisilu. Usually we pass like beisilu. Bar meho, except from this halacha here, the hilchos like beishamai. We pass like beishamai. The what that you're allowed to use in the shamash amoris. You can have any shamash. You can have a shiksa. You can have a Mexican. So now they don't know the halachas. So you have to be afraid of they'll take it afterwards. They'll throw away the bread that has the kezayis. Therefore, here you're supposed to first take care of the bread and then you wash the mayim achreinim. He holds no, even here also the lach is like Beisil. But Tzai says, the kula fing lach of Beisil ba mihocha, in time of Abu. So here also we hold like Beisil, like Beishamah. That what the mechila first you should take care of the bread, and then you worry about the mayim achreinim and the benching. The halacha is brought down that b'zman is there. About you should either you wash mayim achreinim in the other room, or else you have a kais with it to wash mayim achreinim with that doesn't spill on the bread. So we're not such afraid of hefset oichlam today. So ma'aseh today our minigir that first we wash mayim achreinim and we bench it, then we take off the table, and we're not makbid so much with after take off the bread from the table before we wash. As they go to Zana Zed, the Til Shadayim doesn't share the bread so much. By the Bishama Yomim Neramozim. Shami says, by Havdolah, here was the case where you had Chalashudis, and you only had one case left over, so you left it to make Havdolah and to bench on the same case. So Bishama said, first you do Ner, then Mozen, then Tsomim, then Havdalah. So the Gemara, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Ikloi, Levei Rovi, went into Rovi's house. Chazi LeRovi saw Rovi the Baruch have the Tsomim Bereisha. He saw him first make a Baruch Minei Tsomim, and then he made a Baruch Miroish. Omalei, Michti, Beishamai Beisilu, Amor Loi Pligi. On Baruch Miroish, nobody's Mechulikon. Titania, Beishamai Yermim, Ner, Umozun, Ubsomim, Be Abdullah. Beishamai says, first you make a Baruch on the Ner, then you bench, in a case we use in this case for benching and for Abdullah, then the Sam, then Abdullah. Or Beitil Loimim, and our mission it says, Ner of Besomim, even Beitil says, first you make a bracha on Ner, Borim Yer'esh, and then you make a bracha on Besomim. Mazin of Abdullah. So how come Rav here made a bracha like we do, first on Besomim, then on Ner, and our mission according to both Beisham and Beitil, you're supposed to make a bracha on the Ner first, then the Besomim. And the Gemara on the Rav Basrei Zudiv Rav Meir. You're right. Our Mishnah is going to leave with the Rav Meir. Abu Rav Yehuda Omer. Rav Yehuda, another Tana says Takeret, and we're still to be passed like Rav Yehuda. He says like this: Lenech Lekul Beishamim Beisilul Alamotzin Shubatchila. Both are asking when you have to bench and make Abdullah in the same case. That's first you bench. Take care of benching. Be Al Abdullah Shibesoy, and at the end you make Abdullah. Amanech leku, what's the machlokes alamor v'al b'samim? What's the state of these two brachas? They make a bar mi'esh first, and then the b'samim, the b'samim first, then the esh. Shebasham ayirim al hamor v'achakach b'samim. Or they still learn him like we do. The b'samim first to make the bar mi'esh b'samim, v'achakach mor, and then you make the bar mi'esh. V'yam Rav Yechanan nogu oylam nevel spiritzach shebeitilol alibud Rav Yehuda. Like Rav Yehuda says, that's the way we do. That first we make the Baruch Minei Tsomim, and then we make the Baruch Miroish. So Mele Rava did good, our Liber Hilchus, according to Rav Yehuda. Right, the Beshama Yermim Shebora. Machlokes in the Mishnah, what's the Nusach Abrocha? Beshama said Shebora, or, and Beisil says, Baruch Miroish. Omar Rava. So how many words the Machlokes is if you say Shebora or Baruch? That's the Machlokes. So Omar Rava. The Bora Kuliyam Lepligi the Bora Mashma. If you would say Boro, like Beishamai says, that Zichemen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already created. And that's what we have to say here, Baish. Because we're making a Brichas HaShvach, that the Eibush already created the fire. Trashi, the Boro Mashma, Lishover, like he did it already. The Yofaloyma, that's good to say. Shabriya Sa'or, why do we make a Baruch on Eish, Mitzoy Shabbos? For the creation of fire. Sheboro B'sheshes Shemei Breshes. Is Mesham Chinoisei, the fish of Moitzoi Shabbos Nivra could have meaning of Psochem. Psochem said that Adam Rishon, after Moitzoi Shabbos, he found two stones and rubbed it together, and he created the Eish. The male is supposed to give a Shvach that the Eish to create his fire. So everybody has Boro is good. Keep Ligi the Boro. The Machlaiki says, what does Lashon Boro mean? Beisham Isavri Boro the Osed the Nivra, that he's going to create. So therefore, you can't say this. You can't give a Shvach Hashem who creates fire. He already created fire. But still, Savri, no, Boire is not me the Boramash, but it's also a lesson of Osa Koshbroch created already. So, the more that can't be the Machlekes. Most of Rav Yosef, the Psukim say, Yoitzer or Uvoire Choshech. Zemlach Uvoire means that he created already. Choshech Hashem made Choshech already. Yoitzer Horem Uvoire Ruach. He already created the Ruach. Boire Hashemayim, Venoitayim. A Koshbroch already created the Shemayim. So, you see, Boire could also Zicha mean he did already in the Yosef. So what's the machlokes then? Beisil and Beishamai. Elam Rav Yosef. The boro borei kuliyam olei pligi the boro mashma. That's not the machlokes. Everybody's masking both is good. Borei is also a lashon of Hakadosh Baruch Hu created already. Keep pligi. Where's the machlokes? The maor u moirei. Beishamai says the lashon is borei maor, and Beisil says borei moirei. A lashon rabbin. What's the machlokes? The Beishamai savri chode nehura ika benura. There's like only one color in the fire. The fire looks red. There's only one color there. Pass one bracha. One. Obeisilu savri tuva nehuri yika benura. There's a lot of different colors in the fire. It's red, white. What else? Red, white, blue. Sometimes you have different colors there. Therefore, pass to make borei meorei yosh. Tani nami hochi. Armulhem beishamai armulhem beisilu beishamai. Harbe meoreis yosh bor. There's a lot of different type of colors in the fire. And that's what we owe the locha. We make a lot of different. We make the bracha borei meorei yosh. Rashi harbe meorish shall have it aduma. It's red, levon, white. The rakroka is type of a green, bluish green. But it's ein mevorchin. Mishnah said you don't make a bracha on the somim or an ner that came from a goyim. Vishleim a ner. If you have a ner that a goy made, vishum de leshava. because this fire did not rest on Shabbos. From a Susi lady, you only make a bracha Borim Reish on a fire that rested throughout Shabbos. Because either you first made the fire after Shabbos, or else the fire was still lit from before Shabbos, but not from a fire that was lit on Shabbos. Even though it's only a guy doing it, but since the Yisrael would have lit it on Shabbos and be an Avera, they can't use that type of fire. So Rashi Mishum Shloi Shabbos, Nimleches Avera, Shoevi Kechodim Oysa Malachal Oirei, if a guy lights fire, makes a fire on Shabbos, you can't use that fire for a bracha on Eish. V'tayim l'kamon, or Shloi Shabbos Eim Avorchen Alov, Hoyov V'nech Abda Boy Avera. This is tremendous. Chiddush is Rashi, when a guy lights a fire on Shabbos, he didn't do an Avera. It's not called did an Avera. Rashi just means, since the Yisrael would have done this mitzvah, it would have been an Avera, it's also awesome. So this time, a guy's fire you can't light, because we're afraid he lit the fire on Shabbos. Ela b'sam my time aloy. What's wrong if you smell some burim that belongs to a guy? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Hocha b'mesibas oedekov maskinim. We're talking about the goyim got together and made a suda, and stam their suda is the shame they avoid the zorah. If they should stam the siba, so they can avoid the zorah. So it's get like a takrubis to avoid the zorah, and therefore it's also banu. Freddy Gemara, but me, Dukhtani Seifer, but our Mishnah says another case in the Seifer. Ein vorchim lo yala nervo el besom shal avoid the zorah. It says two cases, not from a goy, and not from an avoid the zorah. Is mechlal the reish shalab avoid the zorah afkinen? Since it says here the avoid the zorah not to do, mashma the reish is not talking about an avoid the zorah. On Rav Chanina Misur, you know, my time come, and the Mishnah is explaining Pshan Bereisha. My time, I'm a vork and loyal and there. Loyal and Psalm Shalakim. What's wrong? You can't use Psalmim that belong to Goyim. This nation stands to see the Sadukham now by the Zara. It's only in a certain case where the Goyim are using that Psalm now by their Suddhis, that they make a big Suddha, and Stam Goyim's Mesiba is a shame of the Zara. Therefore, it's awesome. Tara Rabbonim. O Sheshavas, Mavorchin Allah. If all that rested, I mean, either you lit the fire before Shabbos and burning those Shabbos, or else you first light the match after Shabbos. That's why you can make a Bar Mirash. But Shaloi Shabbos, though, it didn't rest, I mean, it was created on Shabbos, and the Baruch Hanolo. Or Maimel Shabbos, what does it mean it didn't rest? Inayim Maloi Shabbos Machmas Melocha, it didn't rest through doing Melocha, or the Zoi Afil Melocha Satera, even in the case where it was done through a Heter. I mean, Shabbos means it had a rest, it wasn't made at all on Shabbos. Even in the case where it's made later, also it's also. The Rabbatanya, we're not going to brace and know. Or Shochaya. If you have a pregnant lady, the nurse, or right after she gave birth, first 30 days, that she's a Chola Shesh Pesachona. She will light a fire for on Shabbos. Or else the Shochaya, a Chola Shesh Pesachona, that you will light the fire. So even though this fire was lit on Shabbos, the Varchan Olof, you're allowed to use this fire after Shabbos to make a Bar Mirash. Why? Because the Naveri wasn't done. It's Hutra for Pruach Nefesh. So it's not called Naveri was done. Amrav Nachman v'Yitzchok, my Shabbos. What does this Bryce mean? That it has to be a fire that rested from Shabbos. It doesn't mean that rested, it wasn't created on Shabbos, but Sheshavas Machmas Mleches Aveira. It means that it wasn't put on in fire Sam. That if Yisrael would have put it on for that purpose, it would have been Naveri. Hey, if a guy lights a match, stand for cooking, the Balti Yisroel would have lit it for cooking, would be an Avera, that's fine, you can't use Mitzvah Shabbos. But here, when Yisroel lit it for a Pekuach Nefesh, which is Mutter to do, that's Mutter. Tani Nami Hochi, Ashoshe Shoyser Delekis Belechas Kol Ayoyim Kulay. If you had a candle that was burning from the beginning of Shabbos till the end, L'moitzvah Shabbos Avorchen Aleha, you're allowed to use that candle. Even though this fire wasn't Shabbos on Shabbos, it was going throughout the whole Shabbos, but no Avera was done with this candle. That's the right of the Yisrael is, you can't use an air that an Avera was done with. Right, Tana Rabbana. Nochri shehid lit mi Yisrael. If a goy lit an air from Yisrael, means after Shabbos, Yisrael lit the fire, and then a goy lit a candle from that fire, or else the Yisrael shehid lit mi nochri, or else a goy, or Yisrael, took a candle and lit it from a goyish candle, is a varchan alov. You're allowed to make a borim erash on this. So the first case is Pita, that since the Yisrael lit the candle, mistam he lit it after Shabbos, even though the goy lit it from him, it's a mutadik ace. And the second case is the Chiddush, that even though the goy lit the candle on Shabbos, but since now the Yisrael is like lighting a new candle, so it's also mutad to make the borim erash on it. We'll soon see why. Vashenke nochri, mi nochri, ain't a varchan alov. If even my choice Shabbos, one guy goes to another guy's house and lights his candle from the first goy that lit that candle on Shabbos, that he can't use at nighttime. How come he can't use the second candle that the goy lit, even though it's Mitzvah Shabbos now? Since he lit it from the first goy that lit it on Shabbos, Deloy Mishum, Deloy Shabbos, because the first candle, the makor of the fire, was an Aveira didn't rest on Shabbos. Hihochi Yisrael Menochri Nami. Why do we say if on Mitzvah Shabbos Yisrael goes with his candle to a goy and lights from his candle that was lit on Shabbos? It's mutter. Go bought the Ikra candle. The first candle was lit on Shabbos, so the second candle, the Yisrael, which also be Yosef. As what's the difference of a Yisrael lights from a goy or a goy lights from a goy? Hole Shabbos. Both cases, the makor, the Ikra, first candle wasn't Shabbos. V'chitei mahach Yisur ozolei. V'achrinhu, I'll tell you, the first Issa went away. It's like a new fire now. Obiyoda the Yisrael hu misyalda. And about the Yisrael lit it now, Mitzvah Shabbos, it's considered like a new fire created now. The first fire, it's not considered a continuation of the first fire, like the lighting from the grace candle. No, when Yisrael comes now, it's considered like a new candle, new fire. And what that can be, Elohor, the time you learned the Bermishkin Shabbos, Hamoy Tishal Hevet, Lushu Sarabi, and Chayu. If somebody carries out fire on Shabbos, he's Chayu. He's in the case where after candle alone you be potter. You don't want the candle. The only thing you want is the fire. So for the fire, you Chayu. So the Gemara, my Chayu, my Shaokh, Elohimiyah. By Shabbos, you have to make an Akira, and Hanochi, you have to pick up the Chayfis and put down the Chayfis. If in the time when now, when he's walking, the fire is considered a new fire, it's not the same fire you had here before, so the fire you make on the Hanochi on is not the same fire you made the Akira on. So you simply Chayfis for Shabbos. Without we say you Chayfis for carrying the fire alone, it's right, it's considered the same fire from beginning to end. So here also, how can you make the Bori Mirash? When the Yisrael lit his candle from the Goyish candle, without the same fire, the fire is coming from a Goy. Mashokal le'niach, or mashniach le'yokar. Elo li'yelam v'yisurinam yitzim. No, avada, the first light is still here. The first fire is still here. Avazoy, the kashri is, why is the Yisrael lights from a Goy? Are you allowed to make a Bermirash? V'ki kamavorach, atzoy svasa d'ateru kamavorach. Pshat is, the old fire is here, but there's new fire also now. Without the Yisrael lighting it, there's new fire now, you're making a brach on the new fire. So the Gemara Yehoch, if that's the story, there's a new fire here, Nochri Menochri Nami. Even by Mitzvah Shabbos, if a goy goes to light a candle from another goy, even though the first candle was lit on Shabbos, but the second candle is first being lit now on Mitzvah Shabbos, so good it has some of the old fire, but it has some new fire also. So make the brach on the new fire. So the Gemara Enoch Nami. Mikra Din, you're right, you should be allowed to make the brach on. But here it's Xera Mishum Nochri Rishin V'yamad Rishin. Has caused the mind you're lighting from a goy, we're afraid you'll come to use the first goy's fire. So therefore, even though the second goy lit Yom Mitzvah Shabbos, still we can't use his fire, it's Xera you'll come to use the first goy. Vashenka, when Yisrael lit from a goy, they will not choose you to come to use a goy. Because Yisrael, we used to, we use his. We're not goys, if we use Yisrael, you come to use a goy. Just from one goy to another goy, there's Xera you'll come to use the first goy's Shalevis. Tana Rabbanan, for Yemahalech Chutz Lekrach, someone is walking outside the city, through raw ore, and he saw fire there, Mitzvah Shabbos, he saw some fire. Im Roiv Nochem, a row of people in the city, Agoyim, Ein Mevorach, because you never want to the grain are making a fire, Hashem avoid Zorah, and it starts to have an from it. Im Roiv Yisrael Mevorach, and the more Gupa Kasha, Omat Im Roiv Nochem, Ein Mevorach, it's a Diyah Komach, Samach Mevorach, Mashma, just half Yidin, half Goyim, you could make the Vorach, you go to Kula. For the Tanya, the Sefer says no. Imroiv Yisrael Mevorach. If you have Rav Yisrael, then you can make the brachon. Tadiyah Komach Samach Sein Mevorach. If you have a Sofik of 50-50, you can't make a brachon. And the Gemara Bedinu, the Afilomach Samach Sanami Mevorach. If you go to Kula here, even 50-50, you can also make the brachon. So Vadi the Tani Reisha, Rav Nochem, it's also Tani Sefer Rav Yisrael. But for here, you could go to Kula. What do you go to Kula? Here to make a bracha. What? What's the sex taker? And maybe this grain, though, maybe they're not doing shame of the Zohar. Can't say. Right. I mean, not that they're doing the shame of the Zohar. Right. So be a sex taker. Good. Tell the Rabbonim. For your Mahalik, chutz the class. You're walking outside the city. v'roa tinnik v'yavuka v'yodi. You see a kid holding a torch. V'yodikachrov, look after him, Yisrael hu mevorach, was minashtam, he first lit it now on Mitzoy Shabbos, so it's called a ner that was Shabbos on Shabbos. Hemnochu yoyen mevorach, but it's a kid, that's a guy, the stomach was lit on Shabbos, and he can't use it. But the mormai ira tinnik, first of all, a kid, afilu godon amish, with the same Shabbos a godon. We're talking about that mamish right after Shkia, right after Tetz Chovim, you found him with his candle. Is male a godol? If the person is a godol, is mucho milzer the vade nochvihu? A vade, the person is a goy. Because the year, the right after Tetz Chovim, is not holding a fire. He didn't go home yet to make Abdullah, he's not holding a fire yet. Tinik, mashenkin, if it's a kid, then he can have a sausage. Amy Yisrael, maybe it's not a Yisrael, and Ikri Vinokit, maybe his father was making Abdullah, and he ran outside right now with the candle. So with a kid, he could possibly to be, he could be holding the candle now. But with a Godel, Pshita would be a Goy, not a Yis. Rashi, Godel Mukhi Nusad Ochrihu, V'yitzorach Libdek Achrov, the Yis of the Yisrael who, V'hoyim Emeir, Somlach HaShechem, Miyad, Lechasar B'yodai, a Yid, Radius Abdullah, doesn't go outside with fire. You find the kid, maybe the kid, the chapsuch, he caught the Abdullah candle and he walked outside with it. He's still walking outside. So with a kid, you have to look in to see if he's a goy or a Yisrael. Put a rabbonim. For your mahalach chutz lekrach, you're walking outside the city. For raw oil, you saw fire. Imav kafiyah kivshin, it's a very thick fire like a furnace. Mevorachalov, then you can make a brocha. So actually kafiyah kivshin, shesosim boyavonim, they make bricks. Let's see. Imov akor hayotzim if yakiv shenura borihi ulishtamis loirihi nasis. If this can make to have hanor from the oil, then you can make a bracha on it. The imlav, if it's not such a big fire, ain't mavorach alov. Kashiv imlav, lav loir nasis el levashol. Then we have to be afraid that fire was made just for cooking. It wasn't made oil. The mavorachim ela al shenasis lahoyir. It has to be such candle that's made lahoyir, that's made to give off fire. His Abdullah candle has to be fired that an ore that's made to give off light. That's part of the kashya. Yes, as man has said, everybody has electricity on already. So here, when you light the candle, it's not made for any light. You're just lighting it down to be used for the mitzvah. So one answer is talking is to shut off the light. And when you make that's what I mean. Some people shut off the light to use the candle. Then it's called an ore that you're using. You're having some hanor from it. But the other pshat would be is that about you doing it the same mitzvah. So you're doing it the way you're supposed to. And the mitzvah is to use the oil, so it's also considered lit for the oil. But it has to be such a candle that the purpose of it is for light and not here for cooking. Tony Choda, or shall kivshin mevorachim lov, or from a furnace, you could make a bracha on it. But Tani Rechay mevorachim lov, you can't make a bracha on it. Or it's not made for light, it's only made to burn with. Like Kasha, for v'tchila, it's also trashy, v'tchila, sreifa savonim eina ol oil. Beginning when you're making the bricks, it's not meant for light, it's only meant to make the bricks. Hold it safe. At the end though, then the fire was geshmat, you use it even for or also. Tani choda, or shall tana b'shal kirayim mevorchen olov. Betan yiduch ein mevorchen olov. Same thing with kasha. Hold it tchila, you don't, because it's meant for baking only. Hold it safe, then you use it ready for the or. Tani choda, or shall beis ha-kneses v'shal beis ha-medrish mevorchen olov. If you have an ore inside the shul or inside the base of medrash, you could make a bracha on it. It's made for ore. The time either ain mevorach and olav, you can't make a bracha. It's not meant for ore. It's only made for covered. The kasha, how the ikodim choshev? Then we say the candle in there is not for light. It's for a chshiva for the person, and then you can't. So much if you have the light you use for the omid, you wouldn't be allowed to make a bracha on that light. Because the candle you light for the omid is not meant for ore. It's meant for covered. How the lekko adam choshev? There's no adam choshev in the shul. Then the stone of the lighting the candles for light, that's mutter. The boy is saying the whole body got the choshev. No, both cases there isn't adam choshev there. Well, like Kasha, I the candles only the covered. How the ikur chazon? How the lekko chazona? There's a shamish that sleeps and eats in the shul. So now the light is zikha meant for him to use. If we can make a bracha on it. The boy is saying the whole body ikur chazona. Both of them have a chazon there. Well, like Kasha, how the ikur siura? How the lekko siura? Depends if the moon is out to shop that night. If the moon is out, so male, the shamish doesn't need the light of the candle. He'll be enough to use the light of the moon. Male, the candle is only made for covered, and a candle that's only made for covered, you can't use it for bar mirash. Mashenka, if there's no moon, then the shamish is going to use this candle, and then we say it's mutter.